This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, all's well that ends kind of shitty, I guess. How you guys doing, Ethos Lakers family? How you guys like that new intro? That's the intro I use for my personal podcast on the side, Love and Game Film. Check it out if you want. It's about sports and sports movies and occasionally regular movies, but that's not the point of this podcast. The Lakers just played their season debut against the Denver Nuggets. Ethan and I have been way excited for the start of the season. The Lakers had a great preseason. Everything looked like the roster had been fixed, amped up for this first game. I know the Lakers were amped up for this first game. And big turd on the court. The Lakers lose the season opener to Denver to the score of 119-107. And yeah, I mean, a 12-point loss is not ideal. And it was a bigger deficit than that at times. It was as big as 18 at one point. But there are some positives to glean from this game. This roster, like Ethan and I have said over and over again, doesn't feel like the same roster of a couple of years ago. And while losing to the team that knocked you out of the playoffs a year ago is, or last season, is not the most ideal way to start a season, at the very least, you want there to be some positives that you're gaining from this game. And like I said, there are positives to glean from this game. I'm your host for this solo episode. I'm JC DeLeon. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at JCDeLeon1. You can follow the show on those same platforms at You can follow the show on those same platforms at Ethos Lakers. You'll have to excuse me. Emotional night. Was excited for the Lakers. Lakers were down at 18 at one point, and they got the game back to within 3 points, which is fantastic. And they did it mostly without LeBron. They got it to as close as 3 points in the third quarter, in which LeBron James only had 2 points in that third quarter. Anthony Davis went scoreless in the entire second half, and we're going to talk more about that in a second. But yeah, let's go ahead and actually let's talk about it now. So I think coming into the season, a lot of the main talking points as far as from the Lakers and from LeBron and anyone in between, there's sort of been a transition. And LeBron is kind of handing off the reins of this team from himself over to Anthony Davis. The very first voice that spoke in the Media Day press conference at the start of the season was Anthony Davis and not LeBron James. I think that was a very symbolic gesture that LeBron is taking the passing of the torch seriously. And I think he's, acquiescing to that role. And you even kind of saw it tonight. So Anthony Davis starts off brilliantly. He has 17 points in the first half. He only has one rebound, which is not ideal. Finishes the game with 8 rebounds. So 7 rebounds in the second half, pretty good. Finished with 4 assists, which is nice. He's talked about wanting to increase his assist numbers, and I think this is a team in which he's going to be able to do it with as well as this team is capable of shooting from 3, and we'll talk more about how well this team shot from 3 in a second, but Anthony Davis finished the game with 17 points. Yes. That means Anthony Davis was held completely scoreless in the second half. And regardless of who the opponent is, definitely against the Denver Nuggets, if you're Anthony Davis, you cannot be held scoreless in the second half of a game. It's unacceptable. As Charles Barkley said, it's got to be impossible for that to happen. And I agree. It's not a great look. It's not a great look for somebody who's trying to take hold of this team. Anthony Davis did also have two blocks. Shot 4 for 4 from free throw, which is nice. He's a good free throw shooter. And he made a three. Shot 1 for 2 from three. The one three that he missed was maybe not in an ideal situation. It was in the fourth quarter when the game was within 7 points. And in that scenario, I don't necessarily like a three-pointer, although it was within rhythm. He shot it with confidence. And in the end, I didn't mind him taking that shot. And I think that's going to be the kind of poison pill we're going to have to swallow this season when it comes to Anthony Davis and him shooting threes. But that being said, you start with 17 in the first half, you got to at least finish the game with 28, 30. Not ideal. Not ideal at all. Let's talk about LeBron James. So, as Ethan tweeted out, this is still very much all about LeBron James. Finished with 21 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. Led the team in field goal attempts at 16. Shot 4 threes, only made 1. It's not his strong suit. I get it. You'd like for that to be toned down a little bit, the threes, but at this point, it's year 21, and he's never really going to tone it down. Only shot 1 free throw, missed his only free throw. Got a steal. Here's, I think, the important number. Now, you've heard me specifically talk about how the philosophy of this team could be that of knowing how detrimental the play-in would be. And really, all you're hoping for, especially considering that this is a team that fought their way into the Western Conference Final from the play-in a year ago, and in theory, this is a better roster. LeBron James should be able to play less minutes. And this being a hard-fought game, Lakers were down by 18 at one point. They brought it back to within 3. LeBron James, 29 minutes. I am okay with this. He's my favorite player of all time. I'm going to be okay with him logging games this season in which the first number of his minute count starts with a 2 and not a 3. If he's going to play 28 to 29 minutes a game and this team can get to between a 6 and a 4 seed, that's your ideal scenario. Because what you're going to end up seeing in that scenario is plenty of guys getting plenty of shots to eat. And that's what we saw tonight. Torian Prince, the fifth starter. Everyone was going to be paying attention to what he did tonight. 4 for 6 from 3. Finished with 18 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. His defense, not bad. He got a block. His defense kept him on the court, which, I mean, his offense probably kept him on the court too, but you want to be able to play on defense. Not so much the case with our guy Austin Reeves. Now, Austin Reeves, I will defend in this matchup. I don't think, let's be honest about Austin Reeves. He does have limitations despite how good he is. I think the biggest asset to his greatness as a basketball player is his intelligence. And a lot of times, that's not going to overcome the fact that he's not going to be as athletic as a lot of people on the court. And Denver is a tough matchup for him because Denver is a very athletic team, and a lot of times he ends up getting matched up on either Aaron Gordon or Michael Porter Jr., both of whom are way taller and way stronger and way more athletic than Austin Reeves. Denver is simply a tough matchup for him. And in the times that Austin Reeves is matched up against KCP, he does manage to hold KCP, you know, pretty well. But KCP tonight, 20 points. 8 for 12 from the field goal. 8 for 12 from the field, 2 for 3 from 3. So Austin Reeves, to look at his box score, and this is actually, because he's typically the guy who is not going to have an impressive box score, but you will know had a great impact on the game. To watch Austin Reeves play, he didn't have a great game. And then you look at his box score. Finished with 14 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Shot 4 for 11, which is not terrible. 1 for 2 from 3. 5 for 7 from free throw. Those free throw misses. Gotta figure those out. 2 steals, 2 turnovers. Going back to LeBron James and turnovers for one thing. LeBron James, 0 turnovers. Love that. Austin Reeves, 2 turnovers. But Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell are holding the ball a lot more than LeBron James. LeBron James is playing off ball some. So much so that LeBron only scored 2 points in the third quarter. D'Angelo Russell, though. Here's the big one. 36 minutes for D'Angelo Russell. And he was not playing well. Although, he did have a positive plus minus, plus 1. Austin Reeves, minus 14. Torian Prince, minus 14. Kind of weird, because he was playing great offensively. Anthony Davis, minus 17. LeBron James, plus 7. So D'Angelo Russell didn't play a great game, somehow ended up with a positive plus minus. Only finished the game with 11 points and 7 assists and 4 rebounds. 2 for 5 from 3. Not ideal. Let's talk about the bench. I think the...
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Most heralded guy off the bench is going to be Rui Hachimura. He's going to be the one we're paying attention to the most. Finished with 6 points, got 3 rebounds. He shot 10 field goals, missed all 3 of his 3-point attempts. Not a great offensive game for Rui, and I don't think there was a lot of opportunity for him to have a good defensive game. If I were to give Rui a grade, it'd probably be an incomplete. Same goes for Jackson Hayes. Jackson Hayes played 6 minutes. He grabbed 1 rebound. He did not get any blocks or steals, and he got 1 foul. Was minus 7. I would have liked to have seen Jackson Hayes in there more. I would have liked to have seen Jackson Hayes on Jokic while allowing Anthony Davis to roam freely defensively. I think this would have ended up with Anthony Davis on more mismatches on like Aaron Gordon or something like that. But that's, you know, I'm not the coach. Christian Wood. I think all season long, Ethan and I are going to disagree on Christian Wood. I don't necessarily know what it is that Ethan expects out of Christian Wood. I don't really know what I expect out of him either. All I know is what his reputation has preceded him. And everything I know about him has been everything I've read about him. And what I've seen, what I saw in the preseason and what I saw tonight is a guy who is putting forth a great effort. And he's really trying. And I think there's going to be times where he's going to greatly excel. because of his effort. And so I'm really positive to see. Really, really liked what I saw out of Christian Woods. He only played 15 minutes, but he put up 7 points, grabbed 4 rebounds, shot 3 for 4. Was aggressive. I liked that. I liked seeing him aggressive. Cam Reddish. Cam Reddish is kind of one of our question marks coming in. He finished with 7 points, grabbed 4 rebounds, played 17 minutes. Made a 3, which is nice. I think defensively he kind of had some moments. He had a block. But overall, I don't... Probably an incomplete for Cam Reddish. Gabe Vincent. I said this in the preseason. Gabe Vincent is going to be one of those guys who is very much a gamer in the playoffs. And his value, I don't think, is really going to be extrapolated until we get later in the season. I said specifically that in the regular season, there's going to be a lot of games in which you're going to miss Dennis Schroeder. And boy, did I miss Dennis Schroeder tonight. Gabe Vincent finished with 6 points. He shot 8 field goals, only made 3 of them. Got a rebound, got 2 assists, missed all 4 of his 3-point attempts. Now, Dennis Schroeder may very well have missed all 4 of his 3-point attempts too, but he would have finished with more than 6 points. And I think he would have had a little bit of a better defensive effort than Gabe Vincent. Because, I mean, Gabe Vincent and D'Angelo Russell, who have talked about their, or D'Angelo Russell has talked about his refocusing on defense. Jamal Murray just kind of got everything he wanted. 21 points, shot 8 for 13, 3 for 5, was getting fouled off ball quite a bit. We talked about KCP and his 20. Jokic is Jokic. 29 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists, to the tune of another triple-double. He played 36 minutes. He also got a block and a steal. He's Jokic. Whatever. He's the best player in the league. I get it. Michael Porter Jr. 12 rebounds for Michael Porter Jr. Nice. Really nice game for him. Shot 9 3-pointers. Man, that dude chucks them up. Only made 2 of them. Didn't really seem to bother his teammates that he shoots so many threes, especially Jokic, who grabs so many offensive rebounds. At one point, when the Lakers were down 7, there was a graphic put up in which the Nuggets had 13 second chance points and the Lakers had 0. I think things like that are the difference in the game. Aaron Gordon finished with 15. Grabbed 7 rebounds, so a pretty good game for him. He also had 5 assists, so just a decent, well-rounded game for him. Denver didn't get a whole lot out of their bench. Christian Braun led the bench with 5. I'm sorry, Reggie Jackson led the bench with 8. Christian Braun was second off the bench with 5. You got Najee with 4. Overall, listen. The Lakers are obviously not going to go 82-0. Like, it's easy after the first loss to say you're pretending that it's not a big deal. I don't have the same sense of dread that I was hiding the last couple of years. To look at the game tonight, yeah, you don't want to go down 18, but the Lakers fought hard to bring it back to 9 points at halftime. And they did it with Austin Reeves playing a terrible first half. D'Angelo Russell playing a subpar first half. And they did it behind Anthony Davis in his great first half. LeBron James, okay second half. Or okay first half. Okay second half. Not an ideal LeBron James game, but this early in the season, he's not really going to... You're not going to get playoff LeBron in October. You're simply not. I'm pleased with what I saw out of this team. It's hard to say that when you lose by 12 and it was a much bigger deficit than that. But this team fought back. This team is resilient. This team gives a shit. And that's one of the things that Ethan and I have been clamoring for the last couple of years, is we just want a team that cares. Now, this team clawed back. This team, they threw their best haymakers, and Denver simply just responded. Denver playing off of a high emotional night. They got their rings. They saw the banner go up. Coach Malone's first game since his father passed away. Like, a lot of emotions on Denver's side that helped propel them. And then you got Jokic, who's kind of a robot that doesn't really seem to experience emotions. But, yeah, there's a lot that I saw tonight that I'm happy with. And I think there's a lot of things that Darvin Ham can adjust. He's got to figure out his guard rotations better. I don't know if Gabe Vincent and D'Angelo Russell is the pairing that you want. I think, and we didn't really see Max Christie until 90 seconds of garbage time. And yeah, I think as the season wears on, you want to see what Jackson Hayes can give you, because I think he's capable of more than what he did tonight. And same for Christian Wood. Same for a Twin Tower approach. If you just give the Twin Tower approach a shot, like, try to double Jokic. Try something. Anthony Davis one-on-one. Nobody one-on-one against Jokic is going to stop him. You know, not even somebody who's way taller than him, like Wemby, because Wemby is too skinny. Like, Jokic needs to be doubled. And I think that's something that the Lakers staff, I'm sure, will explore in the next game. But, you know, the Lakers move on to Phoenix for the next game on Thursday. And I'm watching Phoenix right now as we speak. They're up by 10 over the Warriors. Bradley Beal is not playing in the opening game tonight. And so as I watch this game, I'm not going to get a full scope as to what you can expect out of the Suns. But, you know, hopefully the Lakers will shoot a little bit better. Aside from Taurean Prince, who promised a 40% shooting three-point season, and he's well on his way. Outstanding game from Taurean Prince. He's easily the man of the match, to steal a soccer term. But we're going to go ahead and cut it for this one. I think the individual game recaps will be short. I can't promise that there will be 82 different game recaps this season from either me or Ethan or both of us. But I think game recaps will be short. I think, you know, aside from anything major happening, I don't know if they need to really be much longer than what this was. So give me some feedback if you need more information, if you want me to go deeper into the analysis, or if you just want to wallow in the sadness of an opening night loss like I'm doing. Either way, it's all good. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at JCBillyOn1. You can follow the show at Ethos Lakers, and you can follow Ethan on Twitter at Ethan_Noroff. Until next time, folks, we are out.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.